One more mini segment about Kauai, the fourth largest island of Hawaii.
Not Leonard.
Now, have you guys, have either of you been to Kauai? I feel like Dave told us he has.
No, I went to Maui.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
I heard great things about Kauai when I was in Maui.
Kauai's great.
Yeah.
Love Kauai, but there is a animal situation that I think you need to be aware of. Do you know the unofficial, like, state animal or whatever, island animal, like, there are t-shirts, there are trinkets, everybody talks about one animal in particular.
Spam.
When you are on Kauai. Well, no, Spam is a player at the food truck. It is their massive, feral chicken problem.
Really?
Everywhere you go.
They're like roaming around?
There are chickens roaming around at a level you would not believe.
What?
Maybe that's why Moana, one of her little sidekicks, is a chicken.
I guarantee
Probably that's why.
So we started talking about these chickens because even if you're in a restaurant in Kauai, it's open air. And invariably, underneath your table will be a chicken. Or a chicken and several little chicks. And they're
like pigeons. They're just looking for scraps.
They're in restaurants. They're in on streets. They're on the beach. They're literally everywhere to a point of, okay, so Kauai, just to give you a lay of the land, 33 miles wide at its widest, 25 miles long at its longest.
So it's tiny.
It's not a big island at all. How many chickens are estimated to live on the island of Kauai?
Oh, my God.
250, quarter of a million.
100,000.
You're both low. The number, and this is estimated because I don't know how you would count the chickens in Kauai, but it is estimated as of last year, the number is somewhere just short of 500,000 chickens.
God, dude, what?
There are 450,000 chickens estimated, and the number is only growing higher and higher.
Okay.
And why is that? Because
chicken sex?
There are zero predators on Kauai.
Are they not good eating?
No, they're feral, and evidently the chickens we eat apparently are raised to be eaten, and the wild chickens, since they feed on garbage, they produce fairly low-level, perhaps inedible meat.
It's the perfect creature. There's no predator.
They run the place.
You can't eat them.
They literally, you would not believe the number of chickens
so when
in
you,
Kauai.
When you land at the airport,
yeah,
and you're getting in whatever car to go to your hotel, how fast or how quickly do you see a chicken? Instantly?
Oh, yeah. They're hanging out at the airport.
God.
Yeah, there's chickens.
They're handing you a leg as you get off the plane.
It's so incredible. So apparently the story is that when Polynesian settlers made it to the islands around 1200 A.D.
They brought two chickens.
They brought some chickens. And over the course of time, because there is nothing to kill the chickens, and because even if you had chickens in captivity, invariably there will be a hurricane or a tsunami or something that will free all the chickens, and they're all on the run again. And so in every town, in every rural area, on the streets, there is a number of times where Dad will be Clark Griswolding at the front of the vehicle, and then we all break into the impromptu, why did the chicken cross the road jokes, because a chicken is crossing the road right in front of us with a string of little chicks behind it. It's incredible. It's absolutely the craziest
point,
thing you've ever seen.
To the point of being
annoying.
Yeah, like way too much. You're like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, here's how it's too much.
Do you have a bunch of pre-dawn roosters?
Here's how it's too much. 4:30 a.m., the
calls.
Cock-a-doodle-doo begins.
Yeah.
Now, I even heard it at like 2 in the morning because these guys, they're going to do whatever they want.
Dude.
They are fully on their own set of rules.
Is it not hurting tourism? Is it? Did you know this going in?
No.
You didn't know?
Did
you know there were any chickens?
I didn't know there were 500,000 chickens waiting for us.
dude, I
do you know how many half a million is?
I know, and I've never heard this before, and I'm amazed that I haven't.
It's the craziest thing, Corby. And you're kind of obliged to be cool to them. Not that I want to go choke a chicken or anything like that.
Hey. As it were.
I would never harm a chicken who is poking at my toes because he thinks there's food between my toes, and that's just, that's just toe
If you just
cheese.
Shoo them away, will they just kind of walk away?
Yeah, but then they'll just double back right away. Like, they're waiting for you to spill anything.
And if you're
like on your patio and you just start tossing like Honey Nut Cheerios,
it's like a school of fish.
You can assemble them all in no time.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think the other islands have this issue.
Did it put a damper on the, like, there's so many that you're like, man, this is kind of making the trip weird.
No, I don't think so, because it is.
Were they taunting you when you were trying to climb the mud hill?
No, I did not see them on the mud hill. They had enough sense to stay clear of the mud
hill. Are they on the beach?
They're everywhere. Yeah.
They're hanging out on the beach.
Yeah. Little towels. Applying sunscreen. Yeah, it's one of the characteristics specific to Kauai, I believe.
What about, like,
and you are obliged to, like, be cool to them. There's no law that, like, protects them, except, like,
so you can't just pick them up by the neck and wring it real quick.
I mean, I'm not positive what would happen because I'm not that kind of guy, but I feel like it's like a local custom that they are our underwater allies or something along those lines.
And how long? Because, you know, chickens in captivity here that are fed lots of food and stuff, so they get all fat, so you can shoot them in the head and eat them. Like, how long do they live? Does a chicken live as long as a dog?
How long does a chicken live?
Okay.
If
you don't put them in your mouth, do they live forever?
When do they grow up to become nuggets?
It's a legitimate question.
How many nuggets are in a chicken?
How long does a chicken live?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. And I also wondered, did they ever toy with the idea of, like, bringing over some coyotes or mongoose or just whatever?
Yeah, but then you create a whole new problem.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, there is a natural order of things on our planet, and only the islands are immune to just how nature sorts itself out. And this is this is what happens when there's, like, disease, is that if you can keep it off the island, you guys are fully free from it. But, of course, airplanes change that over the course of time. But many, many cultures in history ran into problems because they were either isolated or not isolated from just the spread of normal disease and so forth.
That's like on The Simpsons when they're flying back from Australia and there's a koala that's clinging to the landing gear of the airplane.
Yeah.
It's going to infest America.
That's the other thing I love about the ticket is that invariably when talking about something scientific, there is a Simpsons episode that taught half the crew how the Earth works.
Chickens typically live between 4 to 10 years. That is their lifespan. Some breeds sometimes can exceed 10 years.
And I think apparently they do help keep the insects down. So I don't know. I mean, who can say how this all works? But they,
like, is that the upside?
I guess.
They kill the insects?
But they definitely cross the road constantly. 450,000. And I don't think any of them are domesticated. Like, they are all
in the wild, enclosed,
like, in gangs.
Enclosed restaurants. Are they just hanging out outside the enclosed restaurants? Like,
yeah, I just don't think there's much enclosed in Hawaii, though. Because the low is 70 and the high is 80. And so, like, this would be a restaurant that we're in right now, which is a covering to keep you from getting rained on, but otherwise you're indoors or you're outdoors.
And they're just hanging out at the tables?
They're seriously just walking right through the dining room.
Do they run their own cockfights?
I did not see any advertisement for come see us fight each other on Saturday night or anything like that.
Well, that's one way to curb the population.
Yeah.
Just a giant gladiator-style cockfight ring.
So anyway, there is a bonus Hawaii segment about the chickens of Kauai.
Love it. I love it.